something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. Chloe Merrill has been speaking to Helen Housby at the Red Bull launch for Give Me Sport Women.
It's going well so far. You know, we've had some good games, some good wins. Yeah, I think it was kind of, it's a difficult kind of season because obviously there's a big break in the middle of it. And yeah, I think for us it's just about trying to play well before the World Cup and get some wins on the board and get some points. And yeah, we're in a pretty good position and we'll get back to it after the World Cup.
Do you think you're playing your best netball at the moment?
I mean, it's a hard question, but yeah, I think I probably feel the best about my netball at the minute, and I feel confident and happy and comfortable with where I am internationally and domestically. Yeah, and I think just enjoying it is a big part of it, and I'm having a lot of fun in both teams, so yeah, I think I'm really enjoying my netball.
And so now the camp comes together for the first time. Mm-hmm. Will you be doing those really nasty fitness tests? Are they on the horizon?
See, I think I've kind of skipped the fitness test because the girls have been in camp for 3 weeks. So I think they did quite a few fitness tests and things. But I think because we're in the middle of our season, we're expected to be fit anyway. So I'm kind of fingers crossed. And Tracy, if you're watching this, we don't need a fitness test. Yeah, I'm hoping that we can kind of get away with it. And, you know, we're going straight into the competition. And I think the girls have came back from Australia and good positions anyway, you know, they've been playing week in and week out, so yeah, fingers crossed, no fitness tests.
And there's over half of you, or yeah, six or seven of you, are playing in Australia. How much of an advantage is that, given that you're up against the world's best, you've got the best internationals also in the game?
It definitely does make a huge difference. I think when I first joined England, you know, playing against Australia and New Zealand was very nerve-wracking. It felt kind of scary. You know, you didn't really know these players, but you knew that they were the best in the world. And once you play with them week in and week out, you know, I've got some on my team and I've, you know, play against them every week, it makes it more familiar. And I think when you go into the international competition, you feel so much more confident, more comfortable, and you're a better athlete and a better reader of the game. So yeah, I think the Aussie League is definitely the best in the world, and it's the place to be if you want to improve. And yeah, I've certainly done that, and I've seen that the England team has benefited a lot from having girls out there.
Over there, there's a conversation about, do we limit international players? I don't know if that's because the Aussies are threatened by by us, and then also Jamaica, South Africa. What are your thoughts on that?
See, the league out there is now it's an entertainment product, and I think if you look at the best leagues in the world, and the NBA, and you know, our football league here, there are so many internationals in those leagues because that's what the crowd wants to see. They want to see the best football, the best netball, and you know, the best sport available. And you know, the internationals are going to go where the best competition is, and I think that's healthy. And you want something where, you know, this is the pinnacle. And if you took out all of the imports, as they're called in the Australian league, it would be so boring. You know, some of the most amazing players are imports, you know, the Juva Mentors and the Carla Pretorius from South Africa. Yeah, they just make the game what it is. And I think, yeah, you can compare it to other leagues around the world, but if netball wants to catch up, I think they need to be savvy in the way they market it. And, you know, it's a product at the end of the day, and, you know, this is what the people want to see. So, yeah, it's obviously, it makes it less likely that Australians are going to make it into those teams. But I've always said, you know, if they're good enough, they make it into their squads and they make it into the match day sevens. And, you know, it happens like that. But I think if you're, you know, willing and deserving of a place in a squad, then you should take it.
Very business-minded answer. Oh, a product, so it's great. And then you're in many ways, Helen, one of the best sports stars we have in this country that no one really talks about. I mean, look at you. You're out in Australia winning currently the best league. You've won a gold in the Commonwealth Games. Do you ever stop to reflect on that journey that you've been on? Or is it all just kind of madness?
No,
you're riding it out and winging it.
Yeah, no, I definitely do reflect, especially being back in here in Manchester. It feels very surreal because this is where I did all my training growing up as a kid. And I used to drive about 2.5 hours from my home in Cumbria to come down to training, or my mum used to drive me. Yeah, then I obviously came to university here. So it's quite nostalgic to be back and training on these courts with the England team, and we're heading to a home World Cup on the back of winning a gold medal. So yeah, I probably would have pinched you if you'd told me what was going to happen, and you know, I was going to be, you know, a professional netballer and this was going to be my lifestyle. But yeah, I'm just loving it, and I'm trying to, you know, keep my head down and keep focused. And I kind of like that nobody's talking about me. I'm just, you know, getting on with my job. But yeah, I love the way that the sport's progressing, and yeah, it's kind of, it feels nice to be, you know, at the front of that, I think.
You mentioned your mum. I've funny anecdote about Gillian. Okay. I Super League final, and I tweeted out who's going to win, and I get a reply from her, Thunder, and a black heart emoji and a heart emoji, and then she was right, obviously Thunder won. And then
right.
So I said to her, like, Mrs. Halsby, you've nailed it. And then she said, yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, God. Mum, you're so embarrassing.
How proud are they of the work that you're out doing?
Yeah, she's my biggest fan. She was actually out in Australia. She came to watch my first three games for Swift.
She?
Yeah, it was the first time she'd watched me play for the Swift. She's been out to Australia a couple of times, but to watch me play for England. Yeah, she's just a crazy fan. And, you know, I think she has social media just for netball and to stalk me. So Instagram and Twitter and things, you know, all she ever does is, like, look at things about me and netball and all of that. But, yeah, it feels really nice to kind of be able to reward her hard mm-hmm. work, you know, because she sacrificed a lot for me to grow up. You know, she spent a lot of money and a lot of time in the car to drive me to training and stuff. And, yeah, it feels kind of nice to repay her in that way. And, you know, she was there when we won the gold medal and she's seen me on the podium. Yeah, so it feels really nice to be able to repay her like that, and I feel very lucky to have a supportive mum. I wish she wouldn't tweet as much, but yeah, she's great.
Is it hard being out in Australia without that kind of support network? Because being an athlete is about winning and losing, and we've talked a lot about psychology as well with Upstairs. I'm just thinking, like, that must be, because, you know, a different country as well.
Yeah.
Does it ever get a bit overwhelming?
It is definitely hard. I think especially my first year was pretty hard. You know, I was 21 when I first moved out there. And you're right, you know, when you lose games especially is where you need that support network and someone to talk to and, you know, outside of the team. But I think something that we've done with my team out in Australia, the Swifts, we've kind of became each other's family, and, you know, they're who we would turn to if we needed, you know, someone to talk to. And yeah, I've never really been in a team where it was kind of like that. You know, we live with each other, we work together every day, and we've became like sisters in that way, which is really good, because there's a lot of girls who are internationals. You know, we've got Nat Hayhornthwaite and Sam Wallace from Trinidad, and we've got girls who are from out of state. So even the Australians that we do have, they're not living with their families, you know.
Australia's big.
Yeah, they're living with each other. So yeah, it is tough to be away from family, but I know that they're here and they support me, and whenever I do get to come back, it's really good quality time. But I think with my team out there, it's kind of like having a second family almost in Australia.
What do you think about this year's summer of sport for women, sort of the Women's Football World Cup, you guys, cricket? Is that something you like to see?
Yeah, it's so nice to see where women's sport is heading, and to be part of that feels pretty special. And yeah, I love seeing women's sport, and, you know, I'm just a sports nut in general.
Yeah.
So yeah, the more women we can get playing, and, you know, I think getting it seen as well, getting it on the TV, and yeah, it's just so exciting. And yeah, hopefully we can do a job as well and keep it going.
Would you rather set a legacy where lots of people, more people come out and play netball, or would you rather win the gold medal?
Oh, I mean, that's a really tough question, because obviously I want more people to play netball, but I'm going to say gold medal, because I think that would in turn create a legacy. But
that's the right answer.
Yeah, I'm a professional athlete, so I'm going to take the gold medal, I reckon. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
The full video for that is online at their Twitter, twitter.com/givemesportw.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.